In this episode of the Rotten Reamer podcast, we're going to be catching up. I'm going to be catching up with you guys. And then for a little bit, we're going to just be talking about some topics that have really piqued my interest lately on the internet. First one, is Walmart selling a fake 30 terabyte hard drive? Weird. The second topic is going to be all about the Kardashians, specifically about Kim Kardashian and her addressing women in business part of the trailer. And the last topic, we're going to be talking about a little bit about video games. We're going to be talking about the latest game, Atlas Fallen, for the PS5. Looks vaguely familiar, like Breath of the Wild. But first, we're going to be getting to our sponsor, and we're going to start the podcast. See you in a little bit. My God, I'm back. It feels so good to be back. Oh, I missed this out like this. I'm looking at the Anchor dashboard where I'm creating this episode right now. Oh, it's been too long. I feel like I'm finally returning home after like a year actually. I've been gone for a year. Holy shit. How are you guys? I've missed you so much. Right now, I am recording in my latest bedroom. It is the room where I sew and do all my crafts and whatnot. Something happened in the house, which made me relocate to another place. Luckily, this room was available when it happened because it really sucked. Essentially, what happened was there's like a huge leak in my old bedroom, and it woke me up at 6 in the morning, which is the worst way to wake up at 6 in the morning, if in my opinion. So far, that has been the worst way to wake up. But we had to rearrange the craft room that I'm in, and honestly, I'm really digging it. No one really bothers me in my room. I have literally slept till noon 5 times already. And you know what? I keep sleeping in more and more. It just gets even better and better. But I need to stop because I have classes and I have homework now because I started school. I started school again and I am super, super, super excited. This may be my last semester and then I can finally graduate with my associates. And then I'll move on to working on my bachelor's at the main campus of the University of New Mexico. And I can really start focusing on making video games. A lot of exciting things are happening right now. But I think food-wise, let's talk about food for a second. I think the most exciting thing that's been happening with me food-wise is I have been making onigiri a lot. And I know it's such a weird thing to bring up, but I just want to talk about that right now. A few years ago, I tried to make onigiri with long grain rice, which did not stick together, and American mayonnaise, which tasted disgusting in the onigiri. I don't know what is it about American mayonnaise that tastes so disgusting when you're trying to make onigiri, but it is true. You need a specific type of mayonnaise, which I got. I went out and got it. It is incredible. Oh my God, an egg salad with that mayonnaise would be incredible. I feel like I am such a boring person because I'm talking about mayonnaise. I feel like mayonnaise right now. I feel so plain and boring, but like, you gotta hear me out, okay? Onigiri has been the fucking bomb. And I guess there is a certain way you have to make onigiri. You need short grain rice. You need to be able to cook it properly so it's nice and fluffy. And you need a specific type of mayonnaise, which is a Japanese mayonnaise, which is made completely differently. I did not even know that they made mayonnaise over there differently. But it is creamy, it is delicious, and it surprisingly complements the tuna that goes into the rice. And it also complements the rice too. I'm just shocked. But I have been eating onigiri day in and day out because it's been my new obsession. And I will not be answering any questions about it. Thank you very much. It's just it fucking slaps. And I just got done eating like three onigiri rice balls. So I'm very, very full. I'm like thrilled to be back, all in all. I finally fixed like the microphone stand. I got some super glue and it's holding pretty well so far. You know what the most annoying thing about this microphone is? Is that it's a CAD. And this fucking CAD needs a specific stand or else it will not stand. It is a picky bitch and I don't appreciate it. And I really want to find a new stand for it. I had to glue back the stand that, one of the legs broke off. And I'm praying that it doesn't fall apart on me. Because this is my only microphone. I'm really thinking about getting like a new Yeti microphone. This CAD will do for now. If you hear my fan in the background, just please ignore it. The downside of this room is that it is an oven. It's sweltering. And in the winter, it turns cold. I'm like, I can't win. I feel like I'm all over the place. So why don't we just get right into the topics today? I have been doing a little bit of research because I've been trying to improve my podcasting abilities anyways. The old episodes of the Rotten Room podcast are wild. I had no clue how the fuck to even structure a podcast. And now I'm starting to write things down on paper because typing it doesn't make sense to me. Does that make sense? I have to write it down and structure it the way physically, not on a computer. Otherwise, I get completely lost. But I do have some topics that I do want to talk about. And I am prepared because I have pulled up the articles ahead of time. Look at me. Yes, I am that bitch. All right, well, let's get into Okay, so the first topic that I want to bring up is from Motherboard Tech by Vice.com, titled "Walmart Sells Fake 30 TB Hard Drive That's Actually Two Small SD Cards in a Trench Coat." How fucking wild. All right, so here's a little excerpt of it. Until Monday, Walmart shoppers can grab an incredible deal, a massive solid state hard drive for the incredible price of $17.99. Often similar drives go for so much more depending on their size. Generally, a terabyte of storage on an SSD can cost between $50 and $100. So obviously, there's a good reason why people have been buying these like crazy. It's too good to be true, right? Well, that's exactly the problem. It is too good to be true because it wasn't true. Right. A cybersecurity researcher who saw a similar item on another retailer, AliExpress, you already know that this is going to go down, knew the offer was too good to be true. He bought the drive, suspecting it was a scam, and took it apart to find out what exactly was happening here. Sure enough, he found what amounted to a different item cosplaying as a big SSD. I love that they use words like cosplaying when they're talking about tech. It's wild. So essentially, this guy just knew that it was going to be a scam. And there is a part of it that talks about Walmart and Amazon essentially just allowing third-party production, like people who make stuff, they just allow whoever the fuck they don't even care about whoever it is. They just allow anyone to sell whatever the fuck they want on Walmart and Amazon's website, and half the time it ends up being a scam. So Motherboard contacted Walmart, and Walmart got back to them, essentially saying, "We are so sorry for the inconvenience. We have a robust marketplace policy," and blah 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 blah. Basically, they're just trying to save their ass. And it's wild. The picture is insane. This dude just opened up a solid state drive with a blade. Well, first of all, it was that easy to get into the damn thing. It shouldn't really be that easy. I'm just saying. But it was $17.99, and the picture on the website looked exactly from something from AliExpress.com. I'm just saying. But inside the solid state drive, there was like two SD cards. And essentially, when you plugged it in, it just on your laptop, it will just display that it is in fact 30 terabytes. It was kind of changed around to fool the computer into thinking there's 30 terabytes. It's insane. Like, holy shit. The people, whoever bought this terabyte, let me say, first of all, why would you buy something that shady? The picture on the website screams this is a scam. It's like when you see a dress on like AliExpress that looks really cute, and then you get it and it's just like three bandages sewn together to make a wrap dress, that kind of thing. This thing could not look faker than hell. It's just wild. And like the description of it is M2 mini solid state drive, high speed 30 terabyte USB 3.0, one original computer, portable external solid state drives, external hard drives, SSD type C, mobile SSD compatible with PC, laptop, and Mac. Does that not sound like a scam? Bitch, that is an AliExpress description. That is not a product. That is you forgetting that you hit copy and paste a little too damn much. This thing looks like a scam. It looks like a motherfucking scam. It's wild. So whoever bought this, I'm sorry, but maybe you shouldn't be in charge of a credit card because you will believe anything. Do your research. Everything on the internet is either too good to be true or just a straight fucking lie. You should know this by now. That's just my thought about it. It's just crazy how no one seemed to think that this was a scam. And then, like, the person who bought the SSD hard drive and uncovered its dirty little secrets, its two SD cards in a trench coat. It's like, oh, I love that. It just reminds me of BoJack Horseman with the Mr. Adult guy that dated Princess Carolyn. Gee, it's just insane. But yeah, this person posted on it that it was indeed a scam and that people needed to watch out. Do you really need someone to tell you that it's a scam? Shouldn't you be able to figure that shit out on your own? I'm just saying, I would not buy something on like Walmart that had that description or that picture. It's just not worth it for me. That's all. But let's move on to the next topic before I get even more upset with this bullshit. The picture even says that it comes with a USB-C adapter. Why? Why do I need... Doesn't it just plug into the laptop? Whatever. All right, let's move on to the next topic. Okay, so the next topic on our list is Kim Kardashian. Just a little background information about why I chose this article. There are a few factors. Number one, I became so hyper-focused on the Kardashians for some reason. I think I was just bored, and I needed something to fuel my drama. You ever get into those tiffs where you just need drama? Like, you need trash TV to fill your soul? That I'm one of those people. I need garbage. Give me garbage. Just fuel my garbage soul. I don't like the Kardashians. I will watch clips of them, but it's like oversensory. You know what I mean? My soul can only handle a certain amount of garbage trash TV. Once it hits that threshold, I'm out. I abort. I'm done. I can't do it. So that's one of the reasons. I was just hyper-focused on listening to the Kardashian drama that I just kind of... I was like, all right, well, I'm here, so I might as well just get it out of my system. I did. Thank God. I got enough garbage from the Kardashians to last me about like 4 years, and then I'm back on it again. The second reason is because I wanted to talk about how the Kardashians were being moved to Hulu. They ended their Keeping Up with the Kardashians series from on E, and then they immediately went over to Hulu, which means they are part of Disney Plus, which makes no goddamn sense. But whatever, you know, fuck it. This is what I actually expected from Disney. I expect them to pull this kind of shit. They are just as stupid as ever, I would say. This is just a family who's known for Robert Kardashian's defense of O.J. Simpson. That is literally all their... Like Kim Kardashian's sex tape. That is something else they're known for. But let's... I'm going off topic here, but I just need to give you guys a little background information as to why I'm reading this article. This article is from BuzzFeedNews.com, and it's called "A New Trailer for the Kardashian Show. Kim Admitting She Was Mortified Over Her Advice for Business Women." And the other part is Kylie Jenner, which I don't give a fuck about. I just care about what Kim Kardashian said. So, just to make a long story short, because BuzzFeed likes to create articles that are like slideshows. Yeah, I never understood it. Kim Kardashian essentially said on her trailer that no one wants to work these days. And her advice to women in business is get to fucking work. It takes a lot of work to do what she does. I have a lot of issues with that. There have been women in business before Kim Kardashian. It's like that meme template where it's like, I can't believe so-and-so invented so-and-so. You know, it's that. It's very much that. I feel like her mind is acting like that. It's just on that kind of track where she's like, I can't believe I invented business. It's stupid because she hasn't worked for anything her entire life. The reason why she has these businesses, and this is just my personal opinion, because I am a hateful bitch towards the Kardashians, and I'm okay. I'm at peace with that. I don't really give a fuck. The reason why Kim Kardashian was able to create her body shaping line and her Skechers and the credit card that happened, that is a wild story in itself. I need to make a separate segment for that, but today's not the day. The only reason why she has all these businesses, which aren't very good businesses in the first place, is because she has connections, specifically through her mother, the devil. I mean, the devil. Let me try that again. Kris Jenner, also now known as Kris Kardashian. This woman is evil. I don't like her. Even when her kids are mean to her, I really don't have that much sympathy for her. Fuck that woman. The only reason Kim Kardashian has these businesses is because she has connections through her mother. And then as she grew up, she began making more connections. And that's why she was able to collaborate with like Beats by Dr. Dre. And she was able to do Kylie Cosmetics, which aren't very good cosmetics in the first place. They are just ColourPop with fancier formulas. Essentially, that is it. She has all these businesses because she's just famous and she can do whatever she wants. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't like it. So for her to tell businesswomen to get to work and get off their asses, it's just so fucking, like, I forget what the word is, but it's essentially just, I can't think of the word. It's ignorant. I'll just use the word. It's ignorant. It's just plain ignorant. And the reason I think she does and says stuff like this is because she's just trying to get promotion. How perfect of a controversy to say to working women, as a person who never worked so hard in their life, to get to work on their newest trailer for their newest show on Hulu, which is owned by Disney Plus. It's just too perfect. She's a smart cookie, I will say that, but for the worst reasons ever. That whole family knows how to produce drama and publicity, and it just pisses me off. I know that I'm giving them attention right now, but I just want to say, fuck the Kardashians. I don't like them. They can all just go eat shit. Each other's shit. But anyways, on to the next topic. I'm getting riled up with this. So, the last topic, let's get our mind off of the Kardashians. The last topic is about a video game that I just stumbled upon from my Google News feed that pops up when I first hit the app. It is a game called Atlas Fallen, and apparently it's for the PS5. Atlas Fallen. I don't know what systems it's gonna be on. I pray that it's not on the Switch because this game is really, really well rendered graphically. Oh, thank God it's not on the Switch. And the problem with me and the Switch is the fact that the Switch cannot handle a lot of graphics. So it's better to just create games that will accommodate the Switch rather than creating games and cramming them in the Switch because it never works out properly. Anyways, I watched the trailer for this latest game called Atlas Fallen, and like the article is titled from the loadout.com. The article is titled Atlas Fallen is a Zelda Breath of the Wild clone with ideas of its own. What does that mean? What does that mean? Because I didn't get Breath of the Wild when I watched the trailer. And I did watch the trailer because I didn't want to be biased towards the game and just be like another clone of Breath of the Wild, because we already got fucking Legend of the Arceus and Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact is, I never understood. I just stayed away from it. Don't understand it. Thank you very much. Although I do want to play Legends of Arceus so badly. It looks so cool. But it's a Breath of the Wild clone. But Atlas Fallen didn't look like a Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild clone. It looked like a really interesting game. The problem with me making that statement is the trailer didn't really get to show us a lot about the gameplay. It was just the cinematic trailer that is being put out right now. I'm waiting to see what the gameplay is like on Atlas Fallen. I'm really excited for the game. Even though I don't own, like, I don't own an Xbox, I don't own a PS5, I don't own a fancy computer that can actually run the game without killing my laptop. I don't have any of that shit. So, I'm just excited to watch people and, just observe their gameplay. Because I really want to see what this game is about. It says it has its own ideas, and it looks really, really cool. This character, mind you, there are no spoilers for this game because this game has not come out yet. I'm just telling you what I saw in the trailer. I just saw a woman who was going through the ruins of past civilization from the gods that were so too powerful that I guess they destroyed their own civilizations? I don't know. Essentially, the gods were praised too much that the power went to their head and they ultimately destroyed everything, is what I got. And there are ruins everywhere in the sand. And then it cuts to a big burly gentleman who uses some sort of magic power to restructure the bridge that has crumbled due to age, I think. I'm not sure, but I think he's going to be really important in the game. I feel like from what I saw in the trailer, his character is going to help your character create new pathways to explore new things around the world, in the world around you, which is completely different from Breath of the Wild, because I mean, Breath of the Wild, you can really just explore whatever the fuck you want, and you don't have to follow a certain path to do things. Everything's just kind of out there for you. Hell, you can even wake up and go fight Ganondorf if you so please, which I always find hilarious when people do. I love those speedruns where Link wakes up buck ass, like almost buck ass naked. Nintendo gave him underwear, very sweet of them. And they just charge to the castle, beat the shit out of Ganon, and save the princess while just wearing underwear. It's insane. I love the game so much. But Atlas Fallen looks really cool. I really want to see what the gameplay is going to be like, because I don't feel like it's going to be like Breath of the Wild. Because if it is, I'm going to be upset. Because nowadays, there really isn't any originality. We are slowly, I feel it. I feel it in our culture. We are slowly emerging into a new renaissance of art and video games and movies. I feel it. Don't you feel it? You can see it. You can feel it in the air. Creativity and innovations are coming, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited for this new renaissance of art that's happening right now. It's brewing. It's brewing. It's about to bubble over. But we still have to watch the pot, and I'm very excited. I can't wait to see like a gameplay from like E3 showing what the game will play like and what, you know, what abilities we'll be able to use and what cool ideas they have for the game. Just very excited in general, even though I can't play it because I have a Switch. And please, for the love of God, don't put it on the Switch. I pray of thee, do not put it on the fucking Switch. I just can't handle really graphically, beautifully graphic, like rendered games being on the Switch. It just doesn't work. And I think that is going to conclude the episode for today. Wow. It's season 5. Can you believe it? I know, I'm just making this whole thing up in my head. When I first started the podcast like 2 years ago, when Anchor was its own thing, amazing. I've been on Anchor since the transition, you know, from Anchor being its own independent podcasting website to Anchor now being part of Spotify, which is awesome, which means Spotify will just throw my podcast out into their app and be like, listen to this. I'm eating candy, I'm sorry. But I always find it funny that it's season 5 now. In my head, that's how I've structured the show, is that whenever I take a long break, a new season starts, which I think is just the way for me to kind of pretend I planned it, but there's a plan now, but there has never been a plan for how I structure this show. It's just run and go. But nay, not this time. I am prepared this time. I have a script and I know exactly what I'm doing. But yeah, season 5. I can't believe I made it this far. I just really want to thank you guys, whoever you are, if you're listening right now, really thank you for taking a chance with me. And sometimes that chance doesn't work, but thank you for at least hearing me out and giving me, you know, views and listens. Well, listens in general. There are no views on a podcast. Can you tell I'm not a professional podcaster yet? It's just what it is. And I'm really happy with that. But thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it through to the end or just skipped around, I don't care. I really appreciate you clicking on this episode and just listening to what I have to say. Listen to me and go off about the Kardashians and fake terabytes and Breath of the Wild clones. It's just been a real blast. But if you are interested in supporting the podcast, please do so. I don't really know how to set up the support. I'll probably put a link in the description to kind of show where you can go and support the podcast, because I would really like to buy a new microphone and car bills will not allow that on my schedule. Mm-mm. So if you can just help a bitch out and to make the show better, it'd be greatly appreciated. Usually I would wrap this up by having a scripted line, but since the reformatting of anchor.fm, it's kind of hard to do. But just go ahead and listen to me on Spotify and listen to me here on the Anchor app. I'm here all the time and I'm going to be writing more and more scripts and making more content for you guys. So thank you so much for the support, and I will see you in the next episode. Peace.